From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana went to the polls today in the latest U.S. presidential primary election. Shortly after the polls closed, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was projected by networks to be the winner, beating Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The victory is believed to put Trump on the path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held a slim lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders as the vote count began, but media reports say the contest is too close to call. A team led by the U.S., Russia, and the U.N. is working to finalize a plan that could lead to the restoration of a cessation of hostilities in Syria, where fighting between the government and rebels could hinder efforts to fight the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said military-to-military teams are working on details. He commented Tuesday, a day after holding emergency talks in Geneva with officials including U.N. Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura. Kerry also spoke by phone to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. The death was announced Tuesday in Germany by Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
An American service member has been killed in Iraq in the neighborhood of Erbil.
A press secretary said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces. A top French trade official says trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union are likely to grind to a halt. That, he says, due to the U.S. reluctance to make concessions. This is VOA News.